Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Nathan, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network, the powerhouse in communications. Today, we'll be talking about domestic engineering. And we'll tell you why it is so important. Kathy's with us. Kathy in Ohio. Welcome, Kathy.
Morning, Vince. How are you today?
Well, I have been I've been doing some research about the hurricane. And I have a few dots I'd like to connect to set the stage for what we'll be talking about. And I believe that we'll be talking about what you need to have. Spares, extras of things, etc. Is that okay with you if I set the stage based on why people need to do it right now?
Sure, Vince.
Okay. All right. Let me check. We have a 2-second delay, Kathy, between you and me. So just keep that in mind until I fix that.
Okay.
I'll fix that during the next break. Okay, so class, you know about Hurricane Ida, and you know the damage that it did in New Orleans, and you know that there was massive flooding, and you know that people typically have their utility equipment on the first floor or in the basement, right? Not a lot of basements in New Orleans, because New Orleans is actually below sea level, below the Gulf of Mexico sea level. Well, when there was this massive flooding from the Hurricane Ida in the last couple of days, people lost their appliances. They lost their rugs, their furniture, their heating systems, their cooling systems, because that's all around sea level, right? Right outside the home, if you will. Well, because all that has been damaged, it's going to need to be either repaired or replaced. And the air conditioning systems, that'd be replaced. Cars that have been flooded, you just don't put a new starter in a car and say, well, it'll be good because the transmission has been flooded, the engine has been flooded, and et cetera. And so in New Orleans, they're going to need sheathing, which is oriented strand board, plywood, 2x4s, 2x6, 2x8s, 10s, 12s. And they're going to need it in various lengths. They're going to need nails. They're going to need wiring. They're going to need plumbing. They're going to need insulation, roofing materials, siding, everything. Everything construction. Okay, so let's move on to yesterday. And yesterday, there's more of it. And that happened in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and parts of New England. And what happened is that there was a rainfall of about 3 to 5 inches in 1 hour. This flash flooding flooded the subways. I'm talking about the subway cars were submerged in water. The subway tunnels were filled with water. New York City is right at about sea level. Okay, Long Island is surrounded on three sides by water, the Long Island Sound and the Atlantic Ocean. And so water is pressing against the island of New York, if you will, or Long Island. And water's trying to get in, and pumps are trying to keep the water out. So if New York City at its highest point is about 30 feet roughly above sea level, and there are basements for these big skyscrapers, those basements are below sea level. That means to keep them dry, they need to have pumps running. And the pumps run on the grid. So if you think about where would the heating systems, the water supply systems, the pumps, the plumbing, the wiring, all that, where would that be? That'd be in the basement. That means a lot of that is flooded. Now, people who live in basement homes or basement apartments got flooded. People died because the water came in and they couldn't get out of their basement apartments. And so if you think about this, you've seen these. You've seen the streets of New York City in the movies, and you see these doors where people go, they go down the steps. They go down the steps from the sidewalk. They go down into their apartments. Well, they got flooded. So washers, dryers, toasters, televisions, furniture, rugs, wallboard, flooring, it's all destroyed, you know, wherever this water landed. Same thing in New Jersey. Same thing in Pennsylvania. So buses are underwater, cars are underwater, trucks are underwater. And people are trying to get out of the way, and they're driving through the water. And what some people didn't think about was the manhole covers. So why are manhole covers round? Well, they're round because so they won't fall in. Any other shape, if they were square, they could fall in, and a couple hundred pound manhole cover would be a real pain to get back out. So they make a manhole cover round so it won't fall in. But when there's water pressure from the sewer system because of flooding that is greater than the sewer system can handle, it pushes the manhole covers out. So now the manhole cover is not covering the manhole. So people are driving over these manhole covers in the streets to get out of the way, and the wheels, typically the front wheel, will go into the manhole cover, and you're not going to be able to move that car. It's impossible. Because the whole front wheel is in the manhole cover, or in the manhole. And you can't see it because of the water. So people are doing really strange things. They're driving through 3 feet, 4 feet of water, and the cars can't handle that. The engines quit, and the cars start to float. And they collect it, you know, at the lowest point, where they bang into each other. That's the stage. So in New York City, parts of New York City, parts of New Jersey, where a Hurricane Ida had landed, and this massive rainfall pooled, and the land is very close to sea level, massive, massive flooding. Because what happens with this rain? It goes downhill. And ultimately, where is downhill? Well, if you live on the coast, downhill is the ocean. Okay. But if the ocean is, you know, just 30 feet below the land, it's not a lot of places for it to go. And some places are lower than 30 feet above sea level. So what I'm trying to say is the country is going to need lots of supplies to rebuild New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, you know, New England, parts of Florida, the Gulf Coast, Louisiana, Mississippi. They're going to need everything, which means that the supply chain, which is already broken, will get worse. So what does that mean for us? That means if you need it, you ought to be considering getting it today. Not tomorrow, not next week, not during the weekend, today. Kathy, any comments about what I've just said?
Well, I can't disagree. I mean, it's hard enough to get things right now, Vince.
Yeah, I got a flyer from Menards, an advertisement saying, y'all get your canning supplies, you know, we got them. And then you go to the website and they don't have them. Maybe they used to have them like 20 minutes ago, but they don't have them now. So, and I'm not blaming Menards. I'm just saying that people have figured out, some people have figured out, that supplies are really thin. The store shelves are not very well stocked. And if they want to get it, if they think they need it, they're getting it because they know that the prices are going to go up. I want to share one other group of numbers, Kathy, with the class before you get into what we need. So here are the real numbers, class. So the federal government says that inflation is 5%, actually 5.4 right now, 5.4%, which is really high according to them. But that's not true. Because the things that you need have not gone up 5.4%. Gasoline has gone up 50%+ in the last 8 months. The country's been mismanaged for the last 8 months, and it hasn't been all that well managed for the 4 years before that. Major appliances have already gone up 12% in 1 year. 12%. How does that compare to the 5.4% that the government says the inflation number is? Used car prices have gone up 26% in the last year. Gardening supplies, that's the kind of stuff that you're going to need next year. And for gardening right now, they're up 26%. I bought a roll of plastic for our garden in the beginning of the summer. It's 6 mil, clear plastic, 100 feet long. It's gone up 10% in 3 months. Tire prices across the country have gone up between 8 and 14% in the last 8 months. Actually, there are 4 tire price increases. I'm talking about the major tire manufacturers. You know, BF Goodrich, Michelin, you know, the major companies. You know the brand names. Construction materials have gone up 24.8% in 1 year. Now, do you think with what we've just talked about and learned in class today about Hurricane Ida, that the prices of construction materials, appliances, tires, cars, etc., plastic, is going to stay at the current price, or do you think it's going to go up? Obviously, it's going to go up. And New York City still hasn't figured out how bad the damage is. We've said that the damage to the refineries, I said, was 100% of the refineries were shut down. The media said like 50%. I said 100%. Well, now they're saying 95%. 95% is really close to 100%, right? So they were way off. Now, the problem is everything in cities is tied to the grid. And the grid in New York City, that's a big problem. They can't, subways are run on electricity. Now, subways have been in use for well over 100 years. But they could have made steam-powered subways, or diesel-powered subways, or gasoline-powered subways. But the problem would be that if you were a passenger on a diesel-powered or gasoline-powered subway or a steam-powered subway that ran on coal, you would asphyxiate by the time you got to your destination. So they have to be electric-powered, which means that the track is electrified. The track is underwater. If the electricity were on and you were down on the subway platform, which is flooded, you would be electrocuted. So the electricity is off. So parts of the grid are off in New York City. They have to be because of the massive flooding. And all the motors that run in these basements to run the circulation pumps, a lot of them are flooded. Think about the massive amount of destruction.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com.
That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I was talking with Nathan during the break because I reconnected and I got the signal to work much better from GCN to us here in Missouri. And he reminded me that parts of the pipeline, gasoline pipeline, Colonial Pipeline, are down. And, of course, parts of the grid are down. So this is a really big deal, class. And just to put it in perspective, the news was saying that Hurricane Ida was number 5 in terms of severity in the history of the United States of America, 5th worst. But that was before it hit the Northeast. So this might be number 1. Or darn close to it. Those are my words. I didn't read that by any experts anywhere. And what are experts? I think I define that. Those are the people who guess correctly at the moment. Those are experts. So my thoughts are this is way worse than you are being told. And we'll probably find out in the next few days when you see the images of what really happened, how bad this really is. And I don't think the government wants to let us know how bad it is, because it's a massive effort. And I'm sure President Biden is doing everything he possibly can think of to help everybody. And of course, I'm kidding. Kathy, your thoughts?
Well, Vince, when you think about everything you have in your home or your apartment, just to replace everything is just astronomical. And I also think that maybe some of these people thought they had sufficient insurance, but do you really think they're going to cover everything that has to be replaced, especially now with the inflated cost?
Oh, okay. And so And so there's a term in insurance called actual cash value. And they'll say, well, okay, so you had that microwave oven, and yeah, I know you've got the receipt, and you paid $200 for it. I know that. And it was the deluxe model, and it had all those features. But it's only worth $11, so we'll give you $11. Now, how are you going to buy another microwave oven for $11 or another TV? Because, well, shoot, it's 3 years old, and the life expectancy is 3.1 years, so we only have 1.1 years left on that TV, so we're going to give you $3.47. I mean, that's the kind of nonsense that people are going to experience. They will not be able to replace what they have lost for what the insurance company is going to offer them. And, class, by the way, if the insurance company, you know, writes you a check and you sign that check, you've just agreed to their low offer. I never do that. Now, they're expecting you to be desperate. They're expecting you to say, well, I've got to have a car. My car's been underwater. It's no good. And they'll say, well, we'll give you $2,700. I know that you know, you paid $37,000 for it, but, you know, you've been driving it for a while. So we can't give you the amount. And by the way, it's all dented up. And you can say, yeah, that happened when it floated down the road. It got banged up. And then, well, yeah, but can you prove that? Can you prove that you didn't dent it up? I mean, this is going to be a mess, and you're going to be fighting with your insurance companies. I know that, because that's what I do. They always offer ridiculously low indemnification amounts. An indemnification, class, is the purpose of insurance. The principle of insurance is to indemnify you against that loss. So, for example, you buy insurance to put you back where you were before the event happened, less the deductible. So if you have a $100 deductible, you're expecting, you know, if you have a 2010 vehicle, you're expecting to get another 2010 vehicle, except it's going to cost you $100 for the deductible. That's what you're thinking. But that's not what's going to happen. You're not going to be able to get that vehicle for what a replacement 2010 vehicle with the same condition, the same mileage, the same, you know, careful maintenance and all that you've done for the amount they're going to offer you. So you don't have to settle. You can fight with them. You can be a pain in the neck. You can be that squeaky wheel that gets the grease. Kathy, back to you.
Vince, one of the things that I thought about our list, and one of the things that I would have, and it's not, I know that food and water is important, and I'm not dismissing that, but for me, I would buy a sewing machine, and for me, because I sew a lot, I'm able to repair things and preserve them. And I can go into more detail, Vince, when we get back.
You bet. You bet. So Kathy is going to teach you about the long run, things that you need to have in the long run. But you got to get them now while you still can. We'll be right back.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The governors of New York and New Jersey declared states of emergency as heavy rainfall and flash flooding caused havoc across the northeastern United States overnight. Power outages were estimated to have hit over 101,000 customers in Pennsylvania and another 100,000 in New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut. New York City Central Park recorded 3.15 inches of rain falling in 1 hour last night. The Supreme Court of the United States has refused to block a Texas law banning abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The judges voted 5-4 early on Thursday to deny an emergency appeal from abortion providers. The Heartbeat Act went into effect on Wednesday in Texas. A majority of American voters, 52% in a Rasmussen poll, say President Biden should resign because of the way he handled the Afghanistan withdrawal. 1,000 likely voters were polled. USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting a senior State Department official says due to the rapid exit from Afghanistan, the government does not have reliable data on who was evacuated from Afghanistan to the United States. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Wednesday.
Some of those brave Afghans will be coming to make new lives with their families in America after careful screening and security vetting run by our interagency partners. We're temporarily sheltering some of these evacuees at military facilities here at home. Welcoming these Afghans isn't just about what they've done. It's about who we are.
Retired Brigadier General Don Baldick, along with 90 flag officers, are calling for leadership resignations over the Afghanistan withdrawal debacle that got U.S. servicemen and women killed. Mr. Baldick on Fox News.
This is now about a region that has nuclear concerns with Pakistan and India. It has stability concerns up in Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan, out west with Iran. I mean, this is a very dangerous neighborhood that it's not just about Afghanistan. And then you extend it to the rest of the world and you see that we are weak. I've been being told by members, military that I served with, that they're on the ground in other places, like Africa and other places, that their partners are telling them, you know, we can't trust America.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
All right, so you just heard the bottom of the hour news that the governors of New York and New Jersey have declared states of emergency. Well, Louisiana as well, and probably parts of Mississippi as well. So if you hear a sense of urgency in my voice, it's because situations are really dire. Kathy, back to you.
Well, Vince, I wanted to bring this up because this is a skill that I have. And I've been sewing since I was probably 12 years old. And what I'm looking at is I actually have a duplicate sewing machine. I have two of the same ones. And they're older, very well-made machines. But I look at it as if, and I do this all the time, and I hate to admit it, but I have a stack of mending that's about a foot and a half tall that in the summer. I just can't get to it. So I do a little here and there in the summer, but I do it more when the weather gets cold and I do all my projects and do all my mending. But I look at it as it's a skill that I have. I can preserve our clothing and my friends and family, but I could also barter and make an income from it. If someone says, can you hem my jeans, or can you sew buttons on my shirt? I don't have any buttons. Or, you know, I've made baby items like blankets and spit up rags. And I do so much. Like I have a stitch that does darning where you can't even hardly tell that it's fixed, especially if it's like a print or something. It really does a nice job and it really holds, fixes the hole. So I do so much with my machine that to me, it saves me money, but it's a potential income for me, or barter if I can do a favor for somebody in return. So I guess what I was thinking is, if someone has a skill, whatever your skill is or whatever you learn, you maybe make sure you have all that equipment and extras. I have a ton of thread and binding and elastic and all that fabric, just because I know that if I need to repair something, I have it right here. I don't have to run to the store, and I normally buy it in bulk. So that was just the thing I was thinking of, was for me, it's a skill that I have. I've been doing it my whole life. And, you know, I can put zippers in. I can make a coat if I have to. So it's a skill that I have. So I think if you can learn it and you can use that skill to help yourself and help someone else, I think it would be very effective. So that, I know that there's a lot of important things to do, but I was looking at the long term. Like, what if in 3 years you can't, it's tough to afford clothes or thread, or so I kind of have a stash of it. So I don't know if that makes sense, but for me, I just looked at something that I can do. Like, I can't wire a house or anything like that. I'd have to be taught. But this is something I've already learned over the years. So.
Yeah, you bring up some very valid points. And you don't even have to have an electric sewing machine class, because before there were electric sewing machines, they were treadle powered. You'd power them with your feet. You'd have this treadle and you'd put the one foot ahead of the other foot and you would rock this metal treadle back and forth, and that would cause the sewing machine to operate. And I believe, I may be wrong, but I believe that I've seen these treadle-powered Singer and other top-quality American-made sewing machines sell for $20, and they work. So, you know, you'll need some sewing machine needles, you'll need some thread, and I'll bet for $30, $40, $50, you can have a sewing machine and thread and needles, and you can be in business and you can learn how to use it. I believe that's the case. Kathy, have you seen these old treadle-powered sewing machines for $20 as well?
You know, I have, Vince, and I never thought about getting one up until about a year or two ago. And I think I'm going to keep my eyes open for one around the area. We have a lot of rural and auction areas around here that I think I'm going to keep my eyes open, because even if I just get the machine, you don't necessarily need the cabinet. You could put it on a counter or the table if you have to. So I do think I, just in the event that we don't have electricity.
You know, Kathy, I mentioned this probably one time. My mom, back in the 60s, made a braided rug out of used clothing. Her father's old worn-out suits. My dad's old worn-out suits. And people would give my mom the coats that, you know, that had holes in them. I'm talking about wool. And she would braid, just like you'd braid hair, she would braid this rug, and she would work on it, and, you know, and then she'd stop working on it until she got more material, and then she'd braid some more, and then she'd sew it together. And this thing got to be maybe 12 feet long. So it was an oval. And it had my dad's army coat, you know, olive green, Some of my dad's suits, some of them were herringbone, some of them were brown and, you know, black and, you know, some dark navy blue, women's coats, men's coats, and every color of the rainbow in it. Well, not really, but, you know, it wasn't one of these gay pride things. But, you know, the colors that people used to wear back in the 1920s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. So it was all in there. And she was going to finish it, and she had this tripod where she would, either stand or sit in this three-legged tripod where she would help her braid, and she was going to finish it. And I said, "Mom, oh, please don't finish it. Anybody can have a finished rug, but how many people have one that's unfinished?" So for like 30 years, this thing was unfinished, and it was the coolest thing, and it was in our dining room. It's literally in our dining room when I was growing up. Kathy, have you ever seen one of these hand-braided rugs?
Yes, I have. And my grandma used to make the rag rug that you would put, like, in front of your stove or your kitchen sink.
Yeah. And class, you can do this. So when Kathy was talking about her pile of mending, Mrs. Finelli has one just like it. It's just Mrs. Finelli's is in Missouri and Kathy's is in Ohio. And, you know, it's probably the same pile. And, you do the mending in batches. Well, I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about my mom's rug. And, you know, blue jeans, people just throw them out. We don't throw them out. I use them. I make covers. I'll take the legs and cut up the legs long ways, and I will sew them. Yeah, I sew. And I'll make covers for the barrels of shotguns, so that dust doesn't go in them. Because nobody has, you know, covers on their shotguns or their rifles. I do. And they're blue jeans. I refuse to waste anything. And so, you know, Mrs. Finelli will say, "Well, you're going to throw them out?" No, I'm not. I'm not going to throw them out. I'm going to make covers for, you know, equipment. And you can line drawers with pieces of blue jeans. You know, if you have a pistol or something, you want to keep the oil from damaging the drawer. Or you want to keep the pistol from, I'm talking about the blued steel, it'll protect it. And that's what I do. That's what I do. I'm looking at sewing machines right now. So here is they've gone up. Sewing machines, $450 for an electric one, $425, $350 for an electric one. And then a national sewing machine, early 1900s. It's been converted to electric. $225. Here's one, a Singer, the kind I've been talking about and Kathy's been talking about, $75 right now. Right now on Craigslist in our area. So I'm sure if you live in a bigger area, you know, more close to a city, I'll bet you can find them for $50. Maybe even less. Kathy, back to you.
You were talking about jeans, and I take the denim material and I make them. It almost looks like a pouch for my husband with his wrenches or screwdrivers. And I'll make, just think of a piece of fabric that flaps over and then ties or has a button. But I'll sew it to where I have like the long strips that are sewn together. And then he writes what size they are. I don't know if I make sense, but like if you made like, strips where you stitched, like if you have an inch wrench or three quarters, and then I just stitch it and I finish all the edges so that they all stay together and they don't slip out. And I use the denim for that because it lasts forever. And if you save some of your denim, like the strip, like the long piece on the back of the leg, save some pieces of that. And then if you have to do a repair on a pair of jeans, you can make a square, finish the edge real quick, and then put that behind there. That way it gives some support to that hole. And some of this you can do by hand. You know, you can sit while you're, you know, having your tea or your coffee, and you can do some of these things just by hand and just use matching thread and, like, small stitches and sort of, you know, just go in between the seams if you can. But it doesn't have to always be a machine, just that the machine will do a nice finish job and you have a lot of little stitches in there. So, you know, I wish I could explain what I, it's almost like having little pockets for this wrench. I do them for like long socket, the things where you hold the sockets and stuff too. That way, if he's got to take it somewhere and go work on a project, they're just not all in a box somewhere. They're just all lined up and they don't get scratched. So I use the denim for that too, Vince.
Kathy, Mercedes-Benz and Porsche used to, and I don't know if they still do because we don't have any new Mercedes. We have some from 2000 all the way up to 2004. That'd be the newest. And we buy all these used, and we have some old Porsches here from the one from 1979. Actually, we have Ross Perot, the guy who ran for president. We have his old Porsche 928 here at the farm, and we're working on that. But they came with tool rolls. And what they were is exactly what you're talking about. So it was heavy cloth, typically canvas, with two strings like shoelaces, and there were pockets for each of the tools, like the spark plug socket, the spark plug extension, the handle for it, the tire changing, the lug nut wrench, etc. All in this roll, and you put each tool in a pocket, and then you roll it up, kind of like a burrito, I guess. And the two strings, like the shoelaces, are attached, and you wrap them around and tie them in a bow, and then that goes into the trunk. And the idea is the tools aren't going to rattle around. They're not going to damage the finish of the paint inside the trunk, and it's a great way to go. So you are absolutely positively right. One other comment. So I switched the search for Craigslist from Springfield, Missouri to St. Louis, Missouri. And there I found a domestic brand. That's an old brand. Up and through the 40s, I guess, 1940s. So there's a domestic sewing machine with the table and the original manuals complete. And the light still works so you can see where you're going with the sewing machine. $24. $24. Exactly what we said. Yep, you can do it. And you have to go near a city to find them because out in the rural parts, people aren't going to part with sewing machines. We'll be right back.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot
keto?
God, you're
take my
when you go
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kathy's with us, and we're teaching domestic engineering today. Class, y'all know that I broadcast from our farmhouse right here in the Ozark Mountains of Missouri. And everything we have in our house is old. Old. And I'm talking about the rugs, the area rugs, the furniture, the computers that I use to broadcast. Everything is old. And I went into the living room during the break to look at the sewing machine. Now, we have this treadle powered with a leather belt, drive belt, domestic brand sewing machine. It's in the living room. It comes with the cabinet and the doors and drawers, and the table. It's all one assembly. And I looked at the manual, and the manual's there, and it's yellowed. The pages are yellowed. It's about 100 years old. The domestic brand started. Well, they changed the name to domestic in 1924. So it's roughly 100 years old. So you can get them. They are quality machines. And they're very, mechanically, they're elegant. You know, a little bit of oil, lubricating oil, non-detergent 30-weight oil would probably work fine. Or maybe 10-weight would be even better, non-detergent. And you can be in business. And, yeah, you can learn how to do it. And $24 if you live in the St. Louis area. Kathy, back to you.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to look into that, Vince. That's really a smart idea. Vince, you were talking about canning supplies, and I found the same thing. Every time I go to the store or a website, there are times when I have seen jars with the lids and the rings, but I haven't been able to find the lids. Or if I do find the jars, it might just be a few of one size, but I have yet to see a fully stocked store where they've had everything. And I was thinking about the lids, and I thought, well, I bought a bunch before they all sold out last year. But I thought, what if we go down 3 or 4 years and we can't get lids and we've used up all of our lids? Now we got canning jars, you know. Mm-hmm. So,
well, you bring up a very good point. And one of the problems is that the canning jar company like Ball and Anchor Hawking had trouble about a year ago getting some of the material that they used to make the lids. And I believe that specific material was not the steel. I think they could get that. I think the problem that they had was they couldn't get the rubber sealing liquid that they would apply around the inside of the lid for the, you know, the seal. That, I think, is what they had the problem with. Now, before we had these use once and throw away lids that, you know, would seal, we used to have sealing bands made out of rubber, which I believe you could reuse. And the actual jar caps were made out of glass, which you could reuse. So it was kind of a more cumbersome system before, but it wasn't a disposable system. So now we have these inexpensive, thin, flimsy rings, which are the threaded rings that hold the seals on, but the seals are used once and throw away. Now, some people have tried to reuse the seals, and they've been successful with it. But it's a risk because you can poison yourself with bacteria if the seals fail. Isn't that correct, Kathy?
Yes. I don't reuse them. I know they make a reusable called Tattler. I've heard different people. I've heard some people love them. Some people don't like them. They said they've used them a few times, and then they didn't work. And I know that you can get online. I don't buy much from Amazon, but I know Amazon sells some. But then I've heard some people say those lids are not too dependable. So I guess something's better than nothing if you have to go that route. But just something to keep in mind. If you can get your hands on some more, I guess that's probably a good idea.
And a box of lids is around $3 now, $3.50. Is that close?
I think the wide mouth, they're probably closer to $4. And I think the standard are probably, last time I looked, were $2.99. Now, they could have gone up since then, but I haven't seen any since last year in the stores, other than what you could get on if you bought the whole set with the jars and the rings.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you had to buy the jars, you could use them or you could repurpose those for something else or use them like I'm using my jars because I use the food saver lid or I do the hand pump with that brake leader. I do that and I put my herb stuff in there and I can reuse those lids because those don't need to have the same kind of seal.
Yeah, what Kathy's talking about when she says brake leader class, she's talking about a Mighty Vac. That's the brand, Mighty Vac. It's a automotive brake bleeder. It creates a vacuum by squeezing a handle, like a grease gun would have a handle. A handle like that creates a vacuum, and she creates a vacuum for a candy. But those Mighty Vacs are getting harder and harder to find. Ours broke, lifetime warranty, but they don't sell them anymore in our area. We'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.